Evening, everyone in the room and those listening in the phone. Unfortunately, the power has gone off, and the brother Bob may not be with us right now. However, we have to proceed with the service and allow the leading of the hospice to guide us. Let's humble ourselves. And where possible, we kneel for the opening prayer so that we can continue our service. Our most kind Father, we thank you this evening that we are once gathered in this way. We are very much aware that we are standing on the threshold of the great and solemn events. Prophecies are fast fulfilling. Strange and eventful history is being passed before us to comprehend that we are near the close of times. Lord, we ask you that may you forgive all our infirmities, write our names in the books of life, that when Christ comes the second time, we shall be among those who will praise you forever. As we go to study, we call for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to lead us, that we may comprehend all what was written for our guidance. Loving Father, be with all of us, those within the room and those listening on the mics, and those who would wish to listen at a later time. Lord, guide them to understand the time we are in, so that they may turn away from their wrong doings, to join your holy army that is heading to heaven. Help us to learn all what we are going to learn. Help those who are listening to understand you, so that we may all be sanctified to enlighten the world in these last days. Lord, give us whatever we are not mentioned, but it may be of benefit for your work. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Brethren, last time when Elder Bob was with us, we ended at verse 2, chapter 10 of Ephesians, and we shall be continuing from chapter 11. It has been a blessing in disguise that when power went off, we should not all go off without sharing a few words of encouragement. There it's a blessing that we shall have to continue in the absence of Elder Bob because of power. Therefore, we shall start directly from where we ended, chapter 2, verse 11. Here it begins. Wherefore remember that ye, being in the time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by the hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. When we consider these words before us, it brings a great blessing. a great hope to everyone. All those who are left out of the covenant promises, all those who are despised as Gentiles in flesh, that now we are one in the promises, in the great treasures of the world, in the wealth that God had prepared for his own elect. The great hopes that had been given to Abraham, that we enjoy now in the world, are all ours. It humbles me. It overwhelms me that makes me come closer with great hopes that at one time we shall be the children of Abraham. We are indeed the children of the promise given to Abraham as our father in faith. Despite the fact that many, many years passed, we were strangers, aliens to these promises. But now, we are the children of the promises. We are the children to share the common wealth in Jesus Christ that God has promised us in this world. So as we continue in verse 13, we find that, but now in Christ Jesus, yea, who sometimes we are far off, are made near by the blood of Christ. Through Christ, we come closer. All the treasures, all the promises, all the wealth that God saw fit for his people, that we must all enjoy. By Jesus' blood, we all come nearer the great promises that God had afar put before the people who listened to his biddings. My dear brethren, we are in the world by his grace and by the blood of Jesus Christ, that all what we do in darkness are covered. That we attain glory. That we hope for peace. And therefore, this becomes our treasure, our wealth. Verse 14 says, for he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down a middle wall of partition between us. You know, before times, there was a separating wall between the people of God and the Gentiles. But when the fulfillment of times came and Christ availed for all, the middle wall was removed. and the great hopes that God had given the people of Israel, the world was brought near to enjoy all these blessings. And now, the partitioning wall, the partitioning middle wall was removed. We all come direct to our Father for forgiveness and for righteousness by His grace. All the old systems, all the old living is brought to an end as long as we accept our loving Savior. Verse 15, he says, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandment contained in the ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, making peace. All what we have to know that the old style of life that could bring enmity between us and our Father is abolished. All what was in the ordinance of the old life is brought to an end through Him. The two are made one in a new man, who is Jesus Christ, bringing us peace, making us great hopes for life. Verse 16, and says, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were near. That is a great blessing to all of us. There has been a separating wall between the Jews and the Gentiles, but when Christ comes, He reconciles all of us. He kills the old life, the old style of living, enmity between the Israel and the Gentile, between those who don't follow God's laws and those who follow God's law, so that in Christ Jesus we all become one to share the great blessings that were given unto Abraham. Verse 18 says, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. By accepting Christ, the Gentiles and the Israelites had entrance. The door had been opened by Christ's dying on the cross. The enmity that existed for many years had been brought to an end. And it's by the Spirit of God that we are led, that we are guided for a new life, for a spiritual life that our Father desires us to live. We now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizenship with the saints and of the household of God. You know, those are words that bring great encouragement to all of us. No more foreigners, no more strangers, but we are all under one umbrella in the household of God. This is all accomplished at the cross by the blood of Jesus Christ and by His grace that we are now seated together in peace, in great hopes, in the wealth that God is preparing, that God has prepared for His people in the heavenly mansions. We are now having greater hopes that by His blood, all of us are made to enjoy. We are all built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. You know, before this faith, each one had his own foundation. But now we have the chief builder, Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. We are all laid on the same foundation, whether Gentile, whether an Israel, whether circumcised and uncircumcised, we all have the same hope. And this hope is in Jesus Christ, in His blood. So, dear ones, we should stand knowing that we are all under one master, we are all under one household, we are all saints of the Most High. We share the same promises with all in the world, and I believe in the heavens. Angels around us to see and feel the grief we are going through. They stand astonished and stand by our sides to encourage us so that we can claim the hopes, the wealth that God has promised to all who are to abide by His will. Maybe I would step off for additions, comments in the room. Continue. God has built a house for generations and for eternity. And it's upon this house that we all stand. Whoever is in this faith makes sure he builds on that one. Because we are admonished that Christ Himself is the chief cornerstone. And therefore, this is why you find that in verse 21, we see that in whom all the buildings fitly framed together grows unto an holy temple in the Lord. Each one of us should think Himself being a holy temple of the Most High, a holy building, who is fitted in the household of the Most High. Whatever you do in every other Christian life, he will be flamed to fit in that holy building, in that holy temple that our Master himself has designed for years. That whoever looks on this, he will easily understand and put a difference between the other doctrines that are being brought up. He should be able to tell that we are really God's workmanship, whom every person builds on, whom every preacher likes to fit all his words in him. Verse 22 says, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Holy Spirit. You know, there are many promises that God has put before us, that God has put before us, that when we are brought together, we are made a habitation of God through the Holy Spirit. And therefore, we become buildings. We become a building of the Most High. And when he takes over this building, his glory manifests in this building. His glory enlightens the world, that all may know that all these who were now strangers, foreigners, are now brought heirs of the great promises that God has given unto his people. I would once again call for comments and additions from anyone who would like to comment. Continuing, we are now reading from chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ for the Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me to your word, how that by a revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I write afore in a few words. Paul has a cause now for the Gentile to proclaim to you the great hopes, the great promises, the treasures that God's people must enjoy. But all these are conditional, that we all need to embrace Christ. We all must understand that it is by the cross and by his blood that we all are brought nearer our Maker. That it's in Jesus Christ that we all may have peace of a mind, peace in the world. It's through this that we are all built up a holy temple. It's through this that we all become fellow citizens with the saints. And who are the saints? Before and now, those who do what God requires of them, those who are the saints. And that now, if we all do what God requires of us, we become saints. And fellow citizenship to share the great blessing in the household of God. And upon this, that Paul now becomes a prisoner for our own cause. To declare the great promises which were in our dispensation before Christ comes the second time, so that the mysteries that had been hidden for many years away from the Gentiles, away from all the foreigners, are now brought before each one of us who embraces the will of God, who accepts that it's by the grace of God that we are all saved. It's by the grace of God that we are all sanctified by His blood. We are all reconciled to God if we accept Him. That if we put away the old man, which Paul says, that having slain the enmity. Enemy to God is the old fashion of life. We should be in a position to take on a new way of living. The mantle Christ wants us to be, so that we become members of His household. A new way of life, so that we can be fitted in His building. You know, when structures are put, you may find it difficult for certain members. If they don't comply by the measurements that builders put across. So, in the same manner, when making up this holy temple of the Most High, we must all be ready to be fitted in that flame that displays Christ's righteousness and Christ's good works. We pray that we all become heirs of this promise that God put before us, whether aliens, whether Israels, whether Gentiles, but we have one thing that brings us together and this is the cross, becoming a pillar in the household of God, becoming a pillar in the building, in the temple of the Most High. Therefore, brethren, these are great revelations that are hid in the mysteries. Inasmuch as they may be put in a few words, like Paul puts it, that how that by a revelation he made known unto me the mysteries, as I wrote afore in a few words. We may not know the depth of these mysteries. We may not know the depth of these treasures that God has put before us. But one thing we must understand, that we are brought nearer, close, the great promises by His grace through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's therefore my humble appeal that let all kill away the old man. Let's all kill and slay away the enmity between us and our Father, that we may create peace among ourselves, that we may invite our Father to dwell in us, that we may have access and bear peace. I'm on chapter 3, verse 4. Wherefore, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the ministry, in the mystery of Christ. These words we are discussing, these words which Paul puts in a few words, we are saying, he's saying, when at our own peace of mind, at our own time, when we read, we should understand the knowledge, the wisdom in the mystery of Christ. There are many things hidden that the devil cannot understand. How salvational issues being put before us are made. Many issues that the devil cannot understand, how man is reconciled to his Maker. And therefore, it's to each individual person that he builds up a holy temple. He fits himself in that framework to become a habitation of the Most High. Verse 5 says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Praise God that the gospel has come unto us that the gospel is sent to the whole world. The real reason why it's going is to bring all unto Him, to reconcile all unto Him, that foreigners, strangers are brought to Christ. You know, all these were hidden for ages, like He has put it, not known to sons of men, but now in these very last days is revealed by the holy saints, by the holy apostles, by the prophets, and by His Spirit, which day by day talks to each one of us, to each hungering soul, that Christ Himself inhabits the whole body of Christ. And when He inhabits the whole body of Christ, the fruits there are seen. Therefore, brethren, whether Gentiles, He says, we are made fellow heirs, and we have the same body, and we are partakers of His promises in Christ by the gospel. This is a very challenging, great verse, which brings us all together to have one thinking, that we all want one thing, to be heirs of the great commonwealth which is in Jesus Christ. We all have one body that is to reflect the glory and the characters of our Father. And therefore, we shall become partakers of the great promise, of the great promises in Christ. And this is accomplished by the power of the gospel. Verse 7, chapter 3, continuing, he says, wherefore, I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. Each individual, many of us, become ministers of the Most High. You know, when we embrace Christ, when Christ takes up our habitation, when Christ takes up our bodies, He gives us gifts by His grace. And these are seen in the effectual working of day to day by His powers. And this becomes a mystery which the enemy cannot comprehend, or which the enemy cannot understand. And you will find a soul, a minister, doing miracles in many lives of people who have sacrificed, who have given in all, who have slain the old man to attain a new man. He says in verse 8, continuing, unto me, whom I am less than the least of the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. In Christ Jesus, the treasures, the riches, the wealth are too much abounding, are unsearchable, that even when you think you are among the least saints, even when you think you should not talk about His grace, even when you underestimate yourself, the Lord makes you great by making mention of His great treasures that are unsearchable. Dear ones, we should always think of ourselves. We should always understand that God has brought us nearer Himself, that God has taken up all our being as His holy habitation, which He would like to manage, which He would like to feed through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may become His dwelling, that we may become His habitation, that we may be in position to give glory to the world, to bring up His characters before the world, that whoever will see us will understand we are saints of the Most High. This is my humble prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. I would love us to open up a season of prayer. But before we close, I would invite for comments and additionally. Feel free to come up with comments and suggestions. Bubble up. So, dear ones, my watch here says it is 7. And I would like to call upon anyone of us for a closing prayer. We stopped at verse 8, and we'd love to have a closing prayer. Whoever would love to take up the mic, bubble up for a closing prayer. We shall all humble ourselves and kneel where possible for a closing prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank You, we thank You that You are able to make us study and read from Your Holy Scriptures. We have seen that we have been brought closer by the power of our Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that You bring us more closer and be purified to become saints and heirs of the great promises. Lord, we see the work that the Lord would have every soul prepared to do at this time. When the four angels are holding the four winds, that they shall not blow until the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. We see there is no time now for self-praising. The lamps of the souls must be trimmed. They must be supplied with the oil of grace. Every precaution must be taken to prevent spiritual declension, lest the great day of the Lord overtakes us as a thief at night. Lord, we pray that we become witnesses for the great riches that you have given us. Now is for us to work. We pray for the wisdom to come from you, that we should obtain the deep and living experience in the work of perfecting our characters as Christians. We pray that we should daily receive the holy oil that we may impart to others, that all may be light bearers to the world if we will. We pray that we may seek self out of the sight of Jesus and receive the word of the Lord and the counsel and the instruction and gladly communicate it. Loving Father, as we end this study, we pray that it may be of benefit to all who have listened and those who will listen at a later time and those on the phone, that all may be built up onto a holy sanctuary. In a special way, we put your work before your hand. We bring this online church before you. Lord, bless it for your own glory. In all, may the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us. May our names be in the books of life. When you come the second time, all of us and many of us should welcome you to praise you forever. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.